We did a lot. The famous conjugate gradient. The problem is again solving a linear system. So we have again matrix A, a known term vector B. This method works for A real symmetric and positive definite. The idea which underlies here is to transform the problem of solving this linear system in the problem of minimizing a suitable functional phi. The functional phi is defined as the vectors in R to the power n is defined as 1/2 of x transpose in x. This is the you recognize the quadratic form plus B transpose x. We are using the transposition operator since we are working over real numbers. It is easy to, we will perform this check, to prove that the two problems, the solving the given linear system and minimizing this functional, are equivalent in the sense that this functional has a unique minimum point, and its minimum point is the unique solution of the given linear system. The linear system has a unique solution since A, being positive definite, is non-singular. So we can devise some minimization scheme which will lead us to the solution of the original problem. This is one of the more natural points of contact between classical numerical analysis in linear algebra and optimization methods. At this point, we can say that if we choose an iterative scheme, so minimize fit by means of an iterative procedure, say a gradient method, we are thinking clearly of an iterative method. But the surprising feature of this method, the conjugate gradient method, is that is the following. It is defined as iterative. But this is the main property. It can be shown that it converges. Convergence in a finite number of steps. So it is iterative and direct as well. These results were found in a paper published in 1952 by its authors, were Hesternes and Stiefel. At the time, the method did not deserve much attention because its power was not well understood. It was seen as another method. The complexity in the general case if we see it as a direct method, in the general case the complexity is again big O of n cubed. So it does not seem to have to give advantages with regard to the to the classical well-known direct methods. But only about 15 or 20 years later, it was rediscovered by Jean Galop in the 60s. This mathematician, I think it was one of the most important numerical analysts in linear algebra, in particular, in the last 50 years. In the 60s, found that convergence may happen under suitable conditions in a few iterations. So, for special class of matrices which appear in many applications, this method is the elective choice to solve linear systems with a complexity. This is, which is quadratic in the size of the problem. Well, let us give more detail. The development of the method is quite complicated, so I will prove, will show you many formulas, many properties, and I will use one of the two boards to write, as long as I find them, all the properties which will be used for the study of convergence. Let us start from the beginning. That is the equivalence between the two problems. I mean, the relation between the linear system and the minimum point of phi here I have a minus sign. I don't remember if I wrote plus before. This functional is strictly convex because the matrix A is PD, positive definite. This is a quadratic functional. So you saw the properties of a complex function in optimization. In this case, we have unique minimum point if this point annihilates the gradient of the function. The gradient of the functional, this is the connection between the two problems. If you expand the functional, you will find this term. Maybe you have already seen this expansion with Ulrich Gay, the sum of terms of this type, A, I, J, X, I, X, J, over I, J, minus, this is a scalar product, B, I, X, I, the gradient, so let me write the generic partial derivative with respect to x, you will find 1/2. We derive first with respect to the first occurrence of x, then you write again with respect to the second occurrence of x. So that means you have the entry A, kj, here you have the sum of I, A, K, X, I, minus, you have simply Vk. You put together the two sums. You can do this. Why? A is symmetric, so if you change the index here, because that AKJ is equal to AJK, and the sum makes AK. Okay. The gradient, that is all the partial derivatives, must have a zero value. But here you see the product of the row of index k of A by x, and here you have the entry of B. That is, this is the kth equation of the linear system, the given linear system A by x equal to B. So this is the proof, simple proof, that the unique solution of the linear system is the unique minimum point of the functional phi. So now we want to minimize phi. How? With the gradient method. Ottimizzazione non vincolata, un metodo del gradiente. We start from some x sub 0, then any x is defined, let me use the same indices, the new x is obtained from the previous x after choosing a direction pk multiplied by pk is a vector multiplied by a scalar alpha k the step. Geometrically, if we start from x sub 0, we choose a direction p0. No assumption by now is made over the vector p. And along this direction, we perform a step alpha 0 p0 until we reach the new iterates. So here we have the new point, new vector x sub 1. How pk and alpha k are chosen? Just a remark, another known property of this framework, we have already found it from the computation of the gradient. We saw that I write here. The gradient in vector x is equal to the product, this is the k-through of A by x, minus B. This was the reason why the two problems were equivalent. If we call residual R of X the difference B minus A by X, we can write that the gradient of phi is equal to minus the residual computed in X. The residual is the difference between the known term and the left-hand side of the linear system. So when the residual is zero, this means that x is the solution. You know that a preliminary condition over the direction pk for the for a generic gradient method is that pk is a descent direction. Pk must be una direzione di discesa, a descent and with Professor Bigi you have already seen that this condition is equivalent to the condition gradient of phi scalar product by pk, let us write here x sub k, must be negative. But we have just seen that the gradient is equal to minus residual. So this condition can be rewritten in terms of the residual, saying that R in X sub K scalar in K must be positive. We have here a minus sign, so we revert the inequality. For brevity, we will write the residual in x sub k simply as rk. It will be better to write something in a corner. One of the two blackboards. we will write down all, as I said you before, the formulas and which will be needed in the following, starting from let we label all the formulas with a number, a progressive number. The iterative scheme to the connection between the gradient and the residual and the if you want, let me write here the definition of residual RK and the condition regarding the property of being a descent reaction negativity of this product, which is the same, taking into account the previous formula, that the positivity of this scalar product. Let us go on. Now, the step has to be chosen. What about the step? We decide to apply the exact line search criterion. So we are thinking of a gradient method with the exact line search, gradiente con la ricerca esatta, possiamo permettercelo perché funzionale è quadratico, quindi non ci complichiamo troppo la vita. This is not so complicated to apply in this case, since the functional is quadratic. The condition, choice of alpha k, alpha k in the exact line search is the minimum, the argument of the minimum of no, is the solution, sorry. But it can be seen also as an argument. Okay, right. Anyway, argument of alpha of the functional computed along the chosen direction, k, alpha. Alpha will be positive, so we derive phi with respect to alpha . This derivative makes the gradient of phi well in just a mark. The direction has been already chosen in such a way it's a decent direction. So now we are choosing step. Scala, the vector of the relatives of the argument with respect to alpha, which is pk. All this must be zero. I'm searching the values alpha which make this scalar product zero. But the gradient is minus the residual. Minus the residual. So the residual in this point, what is? Minus, the residual is defined as B minus A multiplied by this point. All this transposed and multiplied by BK. The goal is to obtain an equation easily solvable. The equation I write here is the following. B minus A xk, which is the residual in xk, minus A alpha k, all transposed and multiplied by k equal to zero. The equation is this. I find that alpha will be, just ricaviamo alfa da questa equazione, and you find that you have the residual scala E K over E K transposed. A transposed by A is symmetric, so it is itself by pk. The signs are right? Okay. This is the right value, the exact one such value of the step. We add this formula as the fourth formula. Alpha k, the step, is the residual scalar, the direction, over this quantity. This value, this real number, is strictly positive. You can easily observe this here. We have that the numerator is positive, the denominator is positive. Why? Why A is positive definite? This is the quadratic value of the quadratic form computed in pk. So the step, as usual, is positive, it's strictly positive. So the sequence is completely defined. We can add some remark about the convergence of a gradient method of this point. You know that in general you will obtain a sequence not necessarily convergent, but having the following property. Its accumulation points, if they exist, are points of annihilation of the gradient. So they are the solution of our problem. We add, because it is useful and it will be used also in the following, add an updating formula for the residual. The residual, the new residual, in order to perform the next step, we have to compute the new residual R sub k plus 1, which can be computed by using its definition, but it can obtain it by an updating formula for the residual R with index k plus 1. The definition says that it is B minus A by x k plus 1. But the new iterate, the new vector, is the old vector plus the step and the reaction. So here you see again the residual, the previous residual, minus, the sign is right, alpha k by this is a p. This is the first updating formula. In following, we'll find different, more convenient updating formula for the residual and the other quantities involved in the computation. So we add the updating formula 5 Well, the simplest and more natural choice of PK. The choice which corresponds to the steepest descent strategy. The condition was that anyway already written here is that condition. If we pick as p sub k the residual itself, we have here the square of the residual, which is obviously positive if we are not yet in the solution. This choice is so this position. This is a particular well-known case. a particular behavior of the steepest descent gradient method. I mean that two successive directions are orthogonal. Orthogonality of successive direction. This, why it is, maybe you have already seen also this, this is a consequence of the exact line search and of the this choice of explain you this better. In general, for the exact line search, if you consider the new residual and the last direction P, you consider the scalar product. Here you have the updating formula, that is just this, for file, for the formula file. This is R sub k plus 1, scalar p, just expand, and find this like this. If you substitute here the value of alpha given by the exact line search, you find zero. So this is a consequence of the exact line search, whatever is pk. In addition, so we have, anyway, this orthogonality relation. In the steepest descent method, the new residual is chosen as the new direction. So you have the orthogonality of successive direction, which can be seen as which is not so fine. Why? It is easy to see that in the plane a geometric example in the plane in our square. If you start from this vector will belong to a level curve of phi. Level curve of phi is a line where the functional is constant and is equal to, in this case, to phi of x0. You know that the gradient, the direction of the gradient, is orthogonal to the tangent line, to the level curve, so you can imagine the direction is in the direction of the increasing direction for the functional. So you can imagine that the gradient is this vector. The residual is minus the gradient, so this is R0. In the steepest descent, we go on this direction, which is K0, until we reach the new iterate, X1, which will belong to another, say this, level curve, un'altra curva di livello. From this point, we will reach X2, moving along a direction which will be orthogonal, say this will be P1, to the previous direction P0. So we have also, even if we have convergence, we can say by this example is that even if we have convergence, in the steepest descent case, it may be slow. It may be slow, also very slow, convergence due to this necessary property of orthogonality. If we perform other steps, imagine the level curves of phi when we are in the plane, you have ellipses. If you start here from a given initial point, the plot must be carefully drawn. First direction X1, the second direction X2, all these are level curves, and you towards the solution is the center of all the level curves. With a zigzag path, which means a possible slow convergence. In this case, also, even if in this case, in the case of the steepest descent, convergence always occurs. This is not true in general, but for the steepest descent it is true. For the steepest descent, versions. Always monkey is for any matrix and any known term vector B. There is also an interesting result regarding the reduction rate of the error. It can be shown, I write here a formula slightly different from the one that you find in the PDF file. The rate of convergence is given by the following formula. Here a different norm is used, and we use the two norm. The error vector EK is defined as usual as the solution minus the corresponding iterate vector XK. The two norm of the solution is smaller than the square root of the ratio between lambda max and lambda min, the eigenvalues of A, multiplied by the condition number of A minus 1, the condition number of A plus 1, by the error at the previous, for the previous step, the Euclidean norm of the error. So this guarantees the convergence because this number is inverted. Here I have the min and here I have max. So this is less than 1, this is less than 1, so we have a contraction of the two norm of the errors. So this means convergence. So in all cases we have convergence, and the convergence is related to the distribution of the eigenvalues when this number is small. When this difference is small, when in which cases this difference is small? When all eigenvalues are clustered. When all the eigenvalues are close each to the other, so they are clustered, that means that the condition number under the two norm of the matrix is near to 1. To one. So this number is small, all this number is small, so the near to zero, so the rate, the reduction rate of the error is small, and convergence is fast. Even if we know that in the example that I sketched you before, we have ellipses when S n is 2. We have only two real eigenvalues, positive eigenvalues, And if one of the two eigenvalues is much larger with respect to the left eigenvalues, we have ellipses with high eccentricity. Cioè lì si molto schiacciate, sono proprio i casi in cui la convergenza è lenta. This is the formal explanation of possible cases of slow convergence. Well, we stop here for 5 or 10 minutes, then we conclude with the long we have to introduce really the conjugate gradient method. We have till now studied various aspects of first a generic gradient method and then of the steepest descent method. Now we will see that the conjugate the gradient is another corresponds to another choice of decay which overrides all these negative aspects of convergence. Well, fermiamoci allora. Domande?